The Bush administration has proposed a new way to manage protected public lands. This plan will make it easier to build roads in wilderness areas. According to critics, it will also become easier to start construction, logging, and other development. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports.
One of the Clinton administration's last decisions was to finalize the so-called roadless rule. This shut off some 50 million acres of public lands from road construction and development. But before the ink dried on this rule, lawsuits seeking to throw it out began stacking up. One suit was initiated by the Republican governor of Idaho, Dirk Kempthorne.
My objection was that states such as Idaho were ignored, and we were completely shut out of the opportunity for input from the very people the roadless rule was purportedly designed to protect.
Those who wrote the rule might argue it was intended to protect the forest. It's critics like Kempthorne who've maintained that the people who derive their livelihoods from the public lands should have a say in how they're managed. This concern did not fall on deaf ears. The new Bush administration proposal gives governors an unprecedented role in managing federal lands. To announce the plan, Agriculture Secretary Ann Veneman traveled to Boise, Idaho. And with Governor Kempthorne at her side, she explained that the new approach will call on each state to tailor its own plan, which will then be vetted by the federal government.
I urge governors to work constructively and collaboratively in this effort. Strong state and federal cooperation will foster improved local involvement in the process.
To critics, this announcement looks like a green light to rev up more logging and perhaps energy development on public lands.
This isn't collaboration at all. This is capitulation.
Jim Lyons was an assistant secretary of natural resources during the Clinton administration and now teaches at the Yale Forestry School.
What the Bush administration is doing is setting 100 years of national forest policy on its ear by simply electing to allow state governments to decide how national forests will be managed.
This is the antithesis of why national forests were created, says Lyons, who is not alone in his criticism. A group of environmentalists and conservationists hastily scheduled a press conference to respond to the Bush administration proposal yesterday. One participant was Chris Wood of Trout Unlimited, a group of fishing enthusiasts which has many Republican members. Wood says if recent actions are any indication, the new Bush approach will not bode well for conservation on public lands.
We're seeing oil and gas development proposals now in roadless areas in Wyoming and in Colorado. The first timber sale in violation of the roadless rule was approved last week in Alaska. Their actions speak louder than their words.
Many Western governors will no doubt take full advantage of their new invitation to craft their state's land management policy, but not New Mexico's Bill Richardson, a Democrat. As he got news of the Bush administration's proposal yesterday, he immediately pledged to help environmental groups if they choose to challenge it in court.
This is bad policy, bad environmental policy. These are areas that the federal government should manage consistently from state to state. So this is another abdication of the federal government's responsibilities in stewardship.
The new proposal will be put forth for a 60-day public comment period. In the interim, until a new rule is finalized, the Forest Service chief has discretion over the approval of any new road construction in areas protected under the Clinton-era rule. Allison Aubrey, NPR News, Washington.